Chapter 8. Birds and Bread. In my third year on the island, I had a regular routine. I woke up early every morning and worked in the grain field. Then I picked fruit and fished or hunted for food. Then I cooked the food. In the afternoons, I made things I needed and repaired tools and baskets. In the evenings, I read the Bible and went to sleep early. One day, my dog and I went to a wood to pick oranges. Colorful parrots flew in and out of the trees all around us. My dog chased a parrot, but the bird was faster than he was. "Let's catch a bird," I said. "But you mustn't hurt it. It will be our pet." Finally, I caught a pretty parrot. It had green, blue, and yellow feathers and bright black eyes. "Your name is Poll," I said to the bird, "and I will teach you how to talk." I carried Poll home with me and made a cage for him. I fed him well, stroked his feathers, and talked to him. Soon he was tame, and he often perched on my shoulder when I walked and worked. At this time, I had a lot of grain, and I wanted to make some bread. I made the grain into flour. Then I mixed it with water and baked the bread on hot stones over the fire. It was delicious. "This bread is good, Poll," I said. "Do you want some?" I gave him a small piece of bread. He ate the bread and then said, "Poll." He put his head to one side and looked at me. I think he was pleased with himself. "Your first word. Good, Poll," I said. We ate the fresh bread together, and I felt peaceful and happy. But soon everything changed.